So last Friday, I talked about this topic. You are more tired when you work from home. You just are. And I talked about quantity and quality, more time, and it's more difficult. This week, I want to continue that thought and talk about Zoom fatigue. I want to drill down and talk about that. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so I want to talk about Zoom fatigue. I started pursuing this last week and just kind of dabbled with it because one article led to another. And this week I started with one by the BBC, which led me to one from a TED Talk, from a Harvard Business Review, Psychology Today. And I'll share two of them. The TED and the Harvard Business Review one are the best. Okay, so the first article is Zoom fatigue is real. Here's why video calls are so draining. And I touched on this last week, but I want to get into it a little bit more. So the first thing is, one, we miss out on a lot of nonverbal communication. You do get to see nonverbal communication, but you have to pay more attention to it. So it taxes your reserves more. You're thinking like, am I catching everything? You can't hear. I mean, when you get on a Zoom call, your first thing is, can you hear me? I mean, that's the first thing. It should replace hello. And I mean, that's what we do when we get on a Zoom call. Okay, the second one is we're worried about the outside environment. Right outside my door right now, my kids are out there because they know that they're going to be going swimming later on this afternoon. So they're outside my door trying not to make noise. What if the kids come in? We think about this. We're anxious in this workspace. We don't get to relax like we would in regular work. So we're more anxious. We're worried about the kids. We're worried about things like that. A third one was that there's no water cooler catch-ups. I talked about that, I think, last week. You know, we actually need that time with the water cooler. I mean, it's useful. I miss the ritual of getting something to drink, and I mean like tea. I don't mean something to like drink, but getting some tea and walking over to my neighbor right across the hall. His name is Ben Levan, kicking back on a chair and just shooting the breeze for a little bit to talk about whatever issues are going on. I miss that connectivity, and we don't get that in a Zoom meeting. Number four, looking at our own faces is stressful. So when you're on a video call, it turns out we look at ourselves more than we look at other people. And when we look at ourselves and we see a negative expression, that negative expression is, we actually are more revolted by our own negative expressions than by others' negative expression, which is kind of interesting. Number five is, are you listening or are you frozen? Again, that the gap in time, there's no natural pauses when most people speak, except me, apparently. But there's natural pauses when most people speak. And even a 1.2 second delay in responding online feels like an eternity. Didn't that just feel like an eternity when I stopped talking? That happens all the time when you're on a Zoom conference or Google Hangout or something like that. And it's just jolting when somebody's in the middle of a sentence and they stop talking, right? So it just taxes our reserves more, that those lagging connections, let alone the background noises, having to check if your microphone's on, that lagging connection is really tricky. Okay, so we can reduce Zoom fatigue. The TED Talk gave a few examples of things like, you know, consider whether the meeting even needs to happen. This was the most fascinating thing about going into quarantine. All these meetings that we canceled at the university, it's like, wait, we didn't need to do that, and we didn't need to do that one, and we didn't need to do this one? Why are we doing all this? But consider whether the meetings need to be canceled. And then another piece of advice was to consider whether the phone is better. Now, I'm going to transition over to the other article. The other article was from HBR, Harvard Business Review, and it was titled, How to Combat Zoom Fatigue. By the way, I looked up or how many articles there are on Google. And there are 95 million articles that Google will, if you just type in Zoom fatigue, pull up on Zoom fatigue. It's incredible. So this Harvard Business Review article, How to Combat Zoom Fatigue, they say, it's a real thing. Because we are forced to focus in an unnatural way. We're trying to like pretend that we're focusing on a screen while we're really multitasking, checking our email, doing other things. So this you know, our focus is pulled different directions simultaneously, and it's a very, very difficult thing. Beyond trying to figure out how to get, you know, bribe the kids not to disturb us, or tell our loved ones in a newer, nicer way, hey, I'm going to be in this meeting, I can't come do whatever else. So he says this, I want to quote this, finally, Zoom fatigue stems from how we process information over video. On a video call, the only way to show that we're paying attention is to look at the camera. But in real life, how often do you stand 3 feet from a colleague and stare into their face? Probably never. This is because having to engage in a constant gaze makes us uncomfortable and tired. Okay, so that's what's going on when you're in a Zoom meeting all the time. And honestly, this has been rough. I've spent the last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in most of the day Zoom meetings. And we're back to school orientation, and we're doing an online orientation this year where we're just in constant meetings. Now, I had to present, and I had to sit there and listen to other people talk. And at the end of the day, I was so much more tired. There is a legitimate Zoom fatigue. So the HBR article talks about here are a few things that you can do. First, avoid multitasking. And it's a real temptation. When you switch between tasks, you're not as productive as you think you are. You think like you're getting all this done, but all you're doing is switching back and forth, and you are actually less productive. So the article says, close tabs and programs that might distract you. I'm terrible about this, and I've been guilty of it. But knowing that I was going to talk from last Friday to this Friday, I decided to test a few things. So I did multitask once, and then I didn't multitask another time, and I found it was very different. Okay, number two, build in breaks. And he talked not about breaks like get up and stretch, although we did build that into the Zoom meetings that we were doing for our faculty orientation. We built in breaks, but they talked about mini breaks. That is, rest your eyes, take it off the screen. Don't just, you know, don't stare at the screen the whole time. Take it off, relax. You need that. I feel like my eyes are tired. My eyes are heavy. So you need some rest. And then give yourself breaks between meetings if that's possible as well. There was another thing, turn off your camera for parts if you can do it. I tested this, and when I turned off the camera, I could just relax, as opposed to just feeling like I'm on stage the entire time. I could, because other people can see me. When I turned off the camera, I felt like I could relax and focus more. Now, you need to be able to, for other people, to have that camera on, but to the degree, like if somebody's doing a presentation and you don't need to be there, maybe you can turn it off. Okay, reduce on-screen stimuli. So it said this, you spend most of the time gazing at your own face. If you can turn off your own face, hiding yourself from view, and on Zoom you can do that, do it. When I turned off my own face, again, I tested this, I can't say I felt more refreshed, but I felt less consumed by the Zoom meeting. So if you can turn off your face, that's fine. By the way, it also says this, quote, if you're on a call with five people, you may feel like you're in different rooms at once. So now, at least in Zoom, there's an option where you can turn on the Brady Bunch mode as opposed to seeing one person. And then when somebody else talks, it goes to them. And when somebody else talks, it goes to them. If you can turn on the view where you see everybody at the same time, it's a little less jolting than if you have the setting where one person, then another, then another, then another. Okay, just three more pieces of advice. One, make virtual social events opt-in. That means don't overschedule Zoom calls. Just because you have filled out your calendar before, you don't have to fill it out with more virtual Zoom meetings. And then next, switch to phone calls or email. Switch to phone calls if you want to, you know, talk. I find it, you know, comforting to talk to an old friend on the phone while I'm cooking or something. I mean, you can switch to the phone. And particularly, he says, for external calls, avoid defaulting the video, especially if you don't know each other well. A video call is a more intimate, more invasive kind of feeling, especially when you're at home, not at the office. Okay, so those are the pieces of advice. Let me add a few other things before we get to the quotation for contemplation. One, you need real breaks. My daughter pointed this out. She said, you know, before the quarantine, I really wanted to be more on my device, and now I want to be out in public. I want to be out in nature. I want to, right? So we have switched. So go to the park, take the kids swimming, which we're about to do in just a little bit. Do those kinds of things, but you need them more than ever. Exercise, hit your home gym. Do those things now because you need them to counterbalance the Zoom meetings. And just remember that you really do need work-life balance. So you need to think in terms of you need to be your own best advocate for work-life balance. So that brings me to the quotation for contemplation for today. And it's this. Matthew Kelly wrote this, quote, "Work-life balance is not an entitlement or a benefit. Your company cannot give it to you. You have to create it for yourself." And that's never been more true than it is now, because Zoom fatigue is a real thing, and you need to know how to limit the damage of Zoom fatigue. Hey, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.